On a gorgeous spring morning, charter boat Captain Richard Greenough went fishing. He didn't like what he found on the end of his line.
I went out this morning, I got one fish. Looked like it had been sitting in front of a machine gun. And it was skinny and looked sick. And that's a good one, because it's alive.
Lake Champlain's freshwater salmon and trout are being wiped out by a predator called the sea lamprey. The parasites are awful creatures, long and slimy with circular suckers used to clamp onto the side of fish. Back in the early 90s, New York and Vermont partnered with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on an experimental project to kill lamprey. But since 1998, the parasites have come roaring back. Speaking at a sea lamprey summit in Burlington, Vermont, Captain Greenough said his customers regularly catch fish that are half-eaten and scarred.
It's almost an embarrassment right now. 2 years ago, I thought it was bad with a 13-inch lake trout with three lampreys on it. Well, it's got so good we got a 12-inch with five on it last year.
State biologists in Vermont and New York concede that the lamprey reduction effort here simply isn't working. Doug Stang is chief of fisheries for New York's Department of Environmental Conservation.
As you've seen, our current effort, even though substantial and significant, just isn't cutting it. We need to put forth some more effort, or we need to pick up our toys, so to speak, and go home.
Government biologists say abandoning an intensive lamprey program would mean a complete crash of lake salmon and trout populations. The fish are in danger of being wiped out by the lamprey. Biologists also say the parasites would likely begin feeding on other species. One possible solution, Stank says, is turning the lamprey battle over to the federal government, modeling the effort on Lake Champlain after a much larger lamprey program on the Great Lakes.
This would provide us with a more centralized approach, and this would also provide us a coordinating funding and sea lamprey coordination for funding and sea lamprey control efforts.
But the sea lamprey program on the Great Lakes isn't a complete success. The program is struggling with proposed funding cuts, and some critics say the lamprey population in the Great Lakes is still too high. Despite those concerns, Dale Burkett says the feds are ready to do more on Lake Champlain. He heads sea lamprey control operations for the Great Lakes Fishery Commission and works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The expansion in dollar amount would be somewhere around $310,000 more than currently being spent by the collective. I think the Fish and Wildlife Service has indicated that they are willing, if tasked with that responsibility, to step up to the plate.
Federal scientists say that new investment would help to save a $250 million sport fishery. Even so, a federal takeover would be controversial. The main weapon in this fight is a kind of poison called TFM that's used to kill sea lamprey larvae in rivers. On the Great Lakes, the use of TFM has a long track record dating back to the 1950s. But in New York and Vermont, the practice is still controversial. Joanne Calvi is with a group called the Pulteney River Committee. She says the toxins could affect other native species, including several varieties of freshwater mussels that are considered endangered or threatened by state biologists.
I'm opposed to chemical treatment with TFM to control native sea lamprey in the Pulteney River. I feel it should be prohibited.
A new wrinkle here is the growing scientific consensus that the lamprey are a native species and might not be invasive at all. Green groups say the parasites' growing numbers reflect a larger problem with Lake Champlain's ecosystem. Mary Rose Paul is with the Vermont chapter of the Nature Conservancy.
We need to manage the lake's species and habitats in a more holistic way that would help us identify root causes of problems.
Scientists are experimenting with other methods of controlling lamprey, including nest disruption, the release of sterilized males, and trapping. But in the short term, government researchers say lampricide poison is the only cost-effective way to prevent the parasite from destroying Lake Champlain's fishery. For the Environment Report, I'm Brian Mann in Burlington.